Why then does he write a second letter, even though in the first he had stated, I will come to you and will not focus on the words of those who are puffed up, but their power, 1 Cor. 19, 1 Cor. 19, and again towards the end had made the same promise, but in gentler terms, saying, I will come to you after I have passed through Macedonia, because I am indeed passing through Macedonia, and it could be that I will stay or even spend winter with you. 1 Cor. 16, 5-6, 1 Cor. 66, 5-6. However, after a long period he did not come, but was continually delaying even though the scheduled time had passed. The Spirit held him back due to other matters of much greater importance. For this reason, he needed to write a second letter, which would not have been necessary if he simply had delayed a little longer.